Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us right after this. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a few tips about all the great information you can find on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. When you land on our front page, you'll notice right in the center column some of the latest agricultural news stories of the day. A lot of days we'll add 10 or 12 news stories that are relevant to Oklahoma and Southern Plains farmers and ranchers. Down from there, we've got the latest Beef Buzz report, as heard on many of our Radio Oklahoma Ag Network stations. Just below the Beef Buzz, you'll see some of the nearby calendar items that we've listed with a link to our full calendar page as well. Just below the calendar, we've got a listing of the latest Ron podcast, which includes our morning farm and ranch news as heard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Finally, we've got a banner that allows you to click over to our Canola TV listing of episodes. From over the last year, you can go and see and hear what the experts have said about how to add canola into your crop rotation. OklahomaFarmReport.com. There's a lot to see and check out. The drought of 2011 had a lot of impact on the cattle industry in Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico, but this drought of 2012 that we've seen thus far, while not as bad here in the Southwest, is much more broadly based, and it's having a real impact on the cattle industry as well. So says the executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb.
This is a drought that is very broad-based. And it's really obviously impacting the corn market and the pasture and range conditions to a much broader scope than happened in last year's drought. And so it's a more difficult drought impact to figure out than a year ago, but certainly is especially pressuring calf prices. And we actually raised our fed cattle price forecast slightly, but that industry suffers deep in the red ink.
Jim, you mentioned the suffering of our calf prices. Is a lot of that due back to this skyrocketing feed grain market?
Well, I think especially on the calf and yearling side, corn crop worries are the dominant factor, and then combining in with pasture and range. It's kind of the worst case scenario. You have a declining corn crop and not the ability to hold the animals on pasture to try to get through the situation. So those two clash together, kind of combine the negatives. I think on the fed cattle side, the corn crop really hasn't been a big impact in terms of prices, but we're certainly seeing consumer demand, very hot weather, et cetera, mid-month seem to have dampened consumer interest in beef and other meat products. The summer heat, I think, has had some impact then from that demand side perspective, and that was the large driver behind the softening wholesale beef market this last week.
Of course, one of the things that we saw last year here in the Southern Plains, a lot of cattle being pulled off of pastures as the summer wore on, more and more younger animals being liquidated, and of course, even some of our mama cow herds as well. We're seeing a lot of that happen on a broader part of the country this year, not so much in our part of the country, but a lot of other areas have got really bad pasture conditions, and that's being reflected right now in some early calf runs in places like Missouri, for example.
Normally when we have a drought, we're really not able to quite get to other feedstuffs yet, and so we have lots of animals being early weaned, we have cow-calf pairs going to markets, and we have lots of the summer stocker animals being forced into, especially the last several weeks, into feed yards. A lot of cattle, especially lightweight calves that were bought last fall and early this year that people plan to, in quotes, cheapen up on forage-based gains, that plan really has not worked out, unfortunately, due to Mother Nature.
Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.